The Syrian army finishes the first phase of its operations in the city of Qusair. The army has killed scores of foreign-backed insurgents and destroyed their weaponry and equipment. Among those killed is the senior commander of the al-Qaeda-linked al-Nusra Front in Qusair. A recent poll in the U.S. reveals a majority of Americans are against their country's military intervention in Syria. The poll run by Fox News shows 68% of Americans believe the U.S. should stay out of the Arab country. Israel threatens to stage a military strike against Syria as soon as the government of President Bashar al-Assad collapses. The Israeli military has already carried out 3 airstrikes against Syria this year. Damascus has condemned the attacks as a violation of its sovereignty. The U.S. admits for the first time that it killed 4 Americans in its so-called anti-terror operations in other countries. According to Attorney General Eric Holder, 4 U.S. citizens, including Muslim cleric Anwar al-Awlaki, were killed during drone strikes carried out in Yemen and Pakistan since 2009. Leading human rights group Amnesty International has slammed America's increasing use of drones for targeted killings abroad. The rights group says the killings with the unmanned aerial vehicles amount to extrajudicial executions that violate international laws. Amnesty has also condemned the secrecy surrounding U.S. drone strikes. Lawyers for Guantanamo prisoners call on the U.S. Secretary of Defense to improve conditions for detainees as the hunger strike at the notorious jail enters its 108th day. The lawyers want to pressure President Barack Obama to keep his promise and shut down the prison. More violence hits Pakistan as a bomb attack targets security forces in the southwest of the country, killing 13 people. Police say a remote-controlled explosive-laden car killed 11 policemen and a civilian on the outskirts of Quetta. The explosion also wounded about 22 others. The Swedish capital, Stockholm, is hit by a fourth night of demonstrations. Angry protesters threw stones and broke windows as violence also spread to the suburbs of the capital and the city of Malmo. The protesters were apparently triggered by the police killing of an old man in Stockholm.